Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Picture someone you love. A parent, a cousin, a dear friend. Now imagine walking into a room and finding them slumped over, clutching their chest, gasping in pain. You would be frantic, and the first thing, you would probably dial 911. Within minutes, paramedics and an ambulance would be racing toward your home, their sirens blaring. They would rush in with equipment. Maybe they would administer drugs or shock your loved one's chest with a defibrillator. And with any luck, they would save their life. God forbid that anyone listening has had to live through something like that. But even if you haven't, you almost certainly know what paramedics do and how they save lives during emergencies. What you might not know is that the scenario I just outlined, someone collapsing, calling 911, paramedics rushing in, would have been impossible a half century ago. Not because we didn't have the technology, we did, but because being a paramedic was illegal in most of the United States. It's true. And this episode explains why. It also explains what changed everything. A cheesy TV show. In fact, given its impact and the sheer number of lives saved, it is arguably the most important television show in history. From the Science History Institute, this is Sam Keen and the Disappearing Spoon. A topsy-turvy, sciency history podcast, where footnotes become the real story. Paramedics are medical personnel who help people during emergencies. They hurry to the scene, stabilize people, and can perform certain procedures, like opening someone's trachea to get them breathing. They can also administer some drugs and use a defibrillator to restart someone's heart. Back in the 1960s, there were only 12 trained paramedic units in the entire United States. 12 for a nation of over 200 million people. There was one good reason for this and one bad reason. The good reason was that laws banned people from practicing medicine without a license. It's a sound idea. In previous decades, snake oil salesmen and other quacks ran amok in the United States. Their potions and bogus treatments were ineffective at best and killed people at worst. So most states passed sweeping laws to ensure that doctors were licensed. But those laws ended up being too sweeping. In most cases, for non-doctors, providing any medical care beyond basic first aid was illegal. Anyone who tried to do more, like a paramedic, could be prosecuted and convicted of crimes, even if they saved people's lives. Any doctor who trained paramedics could be convicted of crimes as well. In response, some American communities tried to adopt an approach to emergency medicine pioneered in Belfast in Northern Ireland. There, ambulances were staffed by physicians who would rush out to save people during emergencies. But that model did not work well in the United States. Northern Ireland is relatively compact. The United States is vast and sprawling. The U.S. didn't have nearly enough doctors to staff all the necessary ambulances anyway, so the doctor and ambulance model was abandoned. Instead, healthcare activists took aim at the laws that put a de facto ban on paramedics. They proposed tweaking those laws to add exceptions for providing emergency care. It seems straightforward. The most obvious people to train for this role were firefighters, who already had training in first aid and CPR. However, when activists took on these laws, the second bad reason for the lack of paramedics reared its head. Special interest groups who adamantly opposed the changes. One such group was doctors. They complained that they had undergone years of training and didn't want amateurs monkeying around with people's health. They derided firefighters as hose jockeys who had no business practicing any medicine whatsoever. Nurses hated the proposed new laws even more. Functionally, their work resembled things that paramedics did, and nurses feared losing their livelihood. Summarizing their plight, one Illinois doctor said, "This whole mobile medical thing is loaded with danger. How would you like it if someone, after only a few weeks' training, took over your job?" So nurses worked with doctors to block new laws to legalize paramedics. Sadly, people died as a result. A 1966 report from the National Academy of Sciences explained that over 100,000 people died in accidents every year in America. Accidents also permanently injured another 400,000. In addition, hundreds of thousands more suffered heart attacks, strokes, or other acute ailments. The report estimated that paramedic teams could have saved at least 67,000 of those people every year. 67,000. And that was a minimum. The true number was likely higher. Instead, as things stood, all ambulance teams could do was bandage people up. Their main job was simply to grab people and rush them into the hospital for real treatment. Crazily, half of all so-called ambulances in the country were just hearses driven by funeral home directors. If you died on the way, well, they just turned around and headed over to their funeral parlors to fit you for a casket. The paramedic gap was a serious flaw in the U.S. healthcare system. Now, a few cities did manage to start paramedic groups. Miami had one, as did Jacksonville. But they operated in a shadow realm. They were practicing underground medicine, knowing that they could be thrown in jail or sued at any time. Another interesting case was California. Despite heavy lobbying from doctors and nurses, a bill establishing limited paramedic services passed the state assembly in 1970. But then Governor Ronald Reagan announced plans to veto it. Hearing this, one supporter of the bill, Kenneth Hahn, the Los Angeles County Supervisor, tried a Hail Mary. Hahn arranged to meet with Reagan and plead his case. During the meeting, Hahn explained how the paramedic service would work. He put his thumb down on Reagan's desk and drew an imaginary circle around it. He explained that his thumb was the hospital where the unit would be headquartered. Then he started naming nearby cities where the unit would operate. Inglewood, Culver City, Hawthorne. Reagan interrupted him. He asked, "Do you mean this program will cross city boundaries?" Hahn said, "Yes, it had to in order to be effective." Reagan sat back stunned, a strange look on his face. Hahn no doubt thought he had blown his chance, although he could not understand why. Then Reagan started telling his story. 30 years earlier, in 1941, Reagan's father had suffered a heart attack and needed immediate care. But for liability reasons, the nearest ambulance could not cross city lines and attend to him. By the time the ambulance could get there, it was too late. Reagan's father died. But the new bill on his desk would eliminate that scenario. Ambulances with trained paramedics could save people anywhere. Right then and there, Reagan decided to reverse his veto. The bill was going to be law. Now, this bill was not a sweeping reform. It allowed for paramedic services to operate only in cities with more than 6 million people, which at the time in California meant just Los Angeles. In fact, ironically, the legislator who co-sponsored the bill soon suffered a heart attack in the state capitol building in Sacramento. An ambulance came, but Sacramento was not large enough to warrant paramedics. All they could do was rush him to the hospital, and he was dead upon arrival. Had he fought harder to expand the bill, he might have lived. Still, even getting paramedics into Los Angeles was a big deal. It would definitely save people's lives. And the two teams that began operating there would have an outsized impact on the nation for a simple reason. Because Los Angeles was the showbiz capital of the world, paramedics were about to go to Hollywood.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
In early 1971, a producer named Jack Webb was trying to start a new television show. Webb had created the police drama Dragnet, and he envisioned a new show centered on firefighters. After all, firefighting is inherently dramatic. People rushing into burning buildings. But the more Webb thought about it, the more he realized his firefighting idea had a problem. One episode featuring a burning building would be pretty juicy. But what about the third or fourth show about a burning building? Or the 25th? The concept seemed likely to grow stale. To find a way around this dilemma, Webb held a meeting with Captain Jim Page of the LA Fire Department. After Webb explained his problem, Page suggested something: that Webb expand his focus and center the show on paramedics. Picture a duo running around town, saving lives. They could still fight fires sometimes, but they could also save people from heart attacks, race to car accidents, deliver babies, and more. The idea offered a richer dramatic palette. Webb loved the idea and started developing a pilot. He called the show Emergency, with an exclamation point very much included. The main characters were two firefighters. Johnny Gage was a young hotshot with an active romantic life. Roy DeSoto was an older family man. They worked closely with a group of doctors and nurses at a hospital, and they raced to rescue people in a big fire truck, Engine 51. And I have to say, the show is pretty schlocky sometimes. The pilot episode starts with Johnny Gage rushing to a scene where an electrical worker has fallen onto some power lines. And of course, he's shaking and frying. The pilot made some medical bloopers, too. One rescue worker reads a guy's blood pressure off a gauge, even though he has not actually put the cuff around the man's arm. Later, a rescue worker mentions a woman who has broken two bones in her arm, her radius and ulna. But a doctor later talks about fixing her fibula, a leg bone. Most laughable of all, the actors were so unfamiliar with the word paramedic that they did not know how to pronounce it. They butchered it instead. Whoops. Still, the pilot more than made up for those boo-boos with its social impact. The pilot was set in a fictional world before the passage of the law establishing paramedic services in Los Angeles. In fact, this was a major plot point. You see, that electrical worker who fell on the power lines died on his way to the hospital. A nurse there commented that it was a shame that the firefighters who reached the scene first were not trained as paramedics, since they could have saved him. A doctor overhears this and chews the nurse out, citing all the reasons I mentioned above, that he didn't want amateurs practicing medicine and invading his turf. Now, because this was Hollywood, the doctor and the nurse were also secret lovers, so things got intense. But it set up a good conflict over the paramedic law, and the setup later pays off. At one point, family man Roy DeSoto reveals to Johnny Gage that he has secretly been taking paramedic classes, but he is too scared to put his knowledge into practice because he could be prosecuted. Gage asks what would need to change. DeSoto then educates him on the law pending in the California legislature and how it would help. And in educating and pleading with Gage, DeSoto is also educating and pleading with the audience. Much of the rest of the pilot was essentially an advocacy commercial, a plea to legalize paramedics. In DeSoto's words, a new, paramedic-friendly law would be the most important advance in emergency medicine in the last 50 years. Then came the dramatic payoff. Near the pilot's end, there's a horrible car accident. Gage and DeSoto rush to the scene. Death seems imminent for a few people. So they call the hospital. The doctor who scolded the nurse earlier answers. Gage and DeSoto ask for medical advice, how to treat these dying people. In response, the doctor roars at them not to do anything. He orders them simply to get everyone in an ambulance and hurry them to a hospital where true professionals can evaluate them. Gage and DeSoto hang up in disgust. And a moment later, they declare, to hell with orders. They end up illegally treating the people and, of course, saving their lives. Overall, the pilot did a masterful job of advocating for paramedic services. It explained the practical steps needed to establish them in the legislature, dramatized the deadly consequences of lacking them, and valorized what paramedics could do. The two-hour pilot premiered on NBC in Los Angeles in December 1971. It aired nationwide the next month. It was a huge hit, and weekly hour-long shows quickly followed. Emergency aired on Saturday nights, and it averaged 30 million viewers. At the time, that meant that 1 in 7 Americans was watching a show that was essentially benign propaganda for paramedics. Overall, there were 129 episodes of Emergency, plus 6 2-hour movies. Thankfully, the producers brought in practicing paramedics as technical advisors to avoid more dumb mistakes. And the two main actors took paramedic training and did ride-alongs with paramedic crews. For promotion, they also drove Engine 51 on a cross-country tour. Real paramedics spoke at each stop, explaining to people what they did and why it was important. All this did a few things. First, it made being a paramedic sound cool. Multiple paramedics in later decades credited the show with inspiring them. In fact, the show was so popular that the name Gage spiked in popularity in the 1990s when young men and women who had grown up watching Emergency began having babies. More importantly, the show got laws passed. People saw, however melodramatically, all the good that paramedic services could do. In 1972, the year after Emergency debuted, Hawaii, Illinois, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin all passed laws to establish paramedic units. 9 more states followed in 1973. Support for paramedics then got federal traction. President Gerald Ford signed a law in 1974 to provide funds and training for paramedics. By 1975, 46 of 50 states had legalized paramedics. As I said before, some activists were pushing for these laws before Emergency debuted, so we cannot attribute 100% of these changes to the show alone. Those people worked hard to fulfill their vision. But after years and even decades of futility and frustration, the show gave them a huge boost. It was a real catalyst for change. Nowadays, paramedics save tens of thousands of lives every year, and it's almost impossible to find a modern city without paramedic services. In the year 2000, the Smithsonian Institution recognized the importance of emergency and acquired several props from the show for its collection. This included the Red Fire Truck, Engine 51. Those items are now a permanent part of our national heritage, and rightly so. Emergency almost never makes those lists of the greatest television shows of all time. And I get that. It certainly lacks the cultural cachet of The Simpsons, or I Love Lucy, or The Sopranos. I am definitely not going to binge watch it anytime soon. But the next time you spot one of those lists in a magazine or online, reserve a space mentally, an honorable mention, for the campy, paramedic drama that has saved so many lives, and might, someday, save yours. This is the Disappearing Spoon podcast, brought to you by the Science History Institute. Be sure to check out their in-depth science history podcast, Distillations. You can find it anywhere you get your podcasts or on their website, distillations.org. You can find more incredible stories in my books or at samkeen.com. You can also book me as a speaker there for your school or event. If you like this podcast, please spread the word and support it at patreon.com/disappearingspoon. You can also get bonus episodes and signed books at Patreon. This episode was written by me, Sam Keen. It was produced by Mariel Carr, Rigoberto Hernandez, and Sarah Kaplan. Our sound design, scoring, and mixing is by Row Home Productions. Row Home's creative director is Alex Lewis. John Myers is Row Home's executive producer. Thanks for listening.
Row Home Productions.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.